CliffCentral.com.
All right, Simpiwe, you ready for George?
Yes, I am. Let's get our motoring news up running.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's go. George, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Hello, Pumi. How are you?
It's Simpiwe. Yeah, remember? I see. Look at the face. Look at Simpiwe. She's like, uh-huh. George was in the he was in the comment section yesterday with Pumi on the show, so he's probably still thinking about that. But George is in the comment section. People love it. You were there early the other morning, like before anybody. Very, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I try. You know, there's stuff to do in the morning. So sometimes I'm like, I drop off and then I come back on and I drop off and come back on. And I have to read the comments to catch up on what's being spoken about, which is very cool because at least the comments can keep you up to date.
We love it. All right. So Simpiwe and I are ready to hear what you got to tell us this morning. We've always got good news from you on a Friday, stuff that we want to know, stuff that we need to know.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody asked me a question the other day that I wondered about, and that was, you know, will the car sales or car sales in the world, in the country, could just continue to grow? Will the number of cars on the road just continue to grow? And what is the upper limit? Do we have, you know, full penetration of cars on our roads, on the world's roads? So there was this article that we found.
Yeah.
That proved that the car market is actually quite small in relation to the population around the world. There's an estimated only under 18% of the world's population own a car.
Oh. I think that's – I don't want to like be the only one here who's not surprised by that, but in fact, it almost seems high to me. I don't think a lot of people own cars, and especially if you consider that most of the people who say they own cars, those cars are actually owned by the bank. But if it's 18%, even that feels like it's a bit high to me. You think that's low?
Well, so it's a good question, Gareth, because it is high in relation to the different countries in the world. So leading from your you know, very, very smart analysis that it seems high because it is. And the reason is high is because it's because of America. So if I unpack the numbers for you, just under 1.5 billion cars in the world. That's with B, billion with a B, right?
Yes.
And there are approximately what? 8.5 billion people on the planet.
Yes.
If you look into the numbers on a per capita basis, per country, the US is close to one car per person. They're on about 0.9 cars per person. Country like New Zealand is 0.88, which is close to 0.9 cars per person. And the Republic of San Marino is 1.3 cars per person. So all of these that are close to one car per person is what's pushing that 18% up. Monaco, for instance, 0.91 cars per person. So all the rich countries of the world push this number sky high. But the surprising number that really kind of got me was China. China, 302 million vehicles on their roads compared to the US's 267 million. But listen to this. The per capita cars per person of China is 0.21.
So that means it takes you could fit how many people into each car in China and you'd still have people left over. Exactly. Maybe you have to put 30 people in each car, you'd still have cars you'd still have people and not enough cars. About right?
That's exactly right, because you know, you can only probably fit 5 people in a car, South African tax, maybe 35 people, but
yeah, that's true. That our tax. It's amazing what you can fit in a taxi.
So if we come to Africa now, the Democratic Republic of Congo has 0.04 cars per capita.
Jeez, that's hardly anything.
Gareth, and not some Pee-wee, but if you don't know what per capita is, it's per person. It's the same thing. So Africa ties with Antarctica.
One, like if you talk about this per capita rate, one means that every person has a car. There's one car for every person and one person for every car. So if it's below that, it means that they have way more people than cars. If it's above that, for whatever reason, then there are more cars than people. Like, for example, in South Africa, the rate of mobile phone usage is more. In other words, there are more cell phones in South Africa than there are people.
Amazing. And it's addictive. It's like a drug, I think, that cell phone.
It's also because people sometimes have two numbers. A lot of people have that. Some people have a spare phone or a burner phone or whatever, but it's active. So you've actually got, I think it's 1.2 in South Africa, 1.2 cell phones per person.
Exactly. And I mean, that makes sense because 72% of all Auto Trader's visits is from a mobile phone.
Sure. I wonder if you probably could have these figures. I wonder how many people who go into Auto Trader already have a car and are looking for a different car, as opposed to people who do not have a car who are shopping for the first time.
Good question. You know what? I'm going to put a survey on the website to find that out. But from the back of my mind and 20 years in this business, I think it's more, I make a prediction, I hope I'm not wrong, I think it's more than 75%.
Have already got a car.
Already got a car.
That's
a guess. So that's guess. I'm gonna try and find out the real number. I'll come back to you with the real number. My team are listening, so they'll go and put a survey up.
Cool. Awesome.
So getting to Africa, which has the lowest percentage of car owners or per capita, and is the same as Antarctica, the whole of Africa, 0.05 cars per capita.
Wait, Antarctica, you said the same as
Antarctica. Do they even have a car in Antarctica?
I think they probably have vehicles. Maybe it's not the resemblance of a car,
yeah.
But they've probably got vehicles. But apparently Antarctica has cars.
This is mind-bending stuff you're sharing with us on a Friday morning. I don't know if it's too early or if my maths brain isn't switched on properly, but I didn't even think Antarctica had a single car in it. The whole continent. I'm surprised.
Exactly. But apparently people live there and...
But hang on. No, it makes sense. Hang on. It's just stupid of me. Obviously, there are no people there either. There's like five people. If there are only five vehicles, then their rate's probably high. Yeah, that makes... Sorry. Duh. Obviously. Jesus, I'm an idiot. there's a huge city in Antarctica full of people. They're all running around. It's freezing. It's like minus 48 degrees and they're getting in their cars and going shopping at the mall. No, obviously.
I wonder if there's even something that resembles a mall in Antarctica.
At least I figured that out before the end of the show. Imagine if I'd gone into my weekend that stupid.
So talking about stupid, a drunk gentleman, 43 years old, in the United States of America, obviously.
Wait, let's guess. Did this happen in Florida?
Florida man. I actually don't know the answer to that question. So it's Florida man. Okay.
I don't know. I'll have a look, Sampira, and then let you know. But a gentleman, 43 years old, drunk, decides in his infinite wisdom to steal a tractor. A car chase or a tractor chase ensued. But what's interesting about this particular chase, because I mean, a tractor can't do more than what, probably about 60 kilometers an hour, maybe. This is a John Deere tractor. And he stole this tractor and tried to escape the police, who you can see in that one image is chasing him. Ended up that going head on with cars, knocking cars out of the way. He actually pushed a police car out of the way. Now, you would think that a tractor that can't do a very high speed would be stopped by the police quite easily. But apparently, this John Deere tractor just kept going. They put spikes on the road, was not effective for this tractor. Eventually, he was caught because he ran out of road. He pulled into somebody's driveway and the police just piled in behind him and he couldn't go anywhere. Jumped off the tractor, drunk as a lord, pulled out a knife when all these cops...
Idiot. What an idiot. What an idiot. What a moron. Oh, my God. People are dumb. A knife.
Cops are carrying guns, and but he was drunk. So drunk people, you know.
Jesus. What you're telling me here, it's so stupid. do not bring a knife to a tractor fight is the official position on this one.
Exactly. But what was fascinating about that story was is the fact that this tractor just couldn't be stopped. And you could see on that tractor, like, it's open. It's not like it's.
Let me just put that up on my.
What
a shit tractor, actually. If you're going to steal a tractor, must it be that one? Have you seen the one that Jeremy Clarkson got on his farm? It's like a Lamborghini tractor. That's one to steal. This thing is a piece of shit.
But it kept going. It just kept going. And then very finally, Gareth, we as Auto Trader are proud sponsors of eFest next week. We're all trekking down to the eFest, which is alongside the ePre, which is the Electric Vehicle Grand Prix. Which happens in Cape Town next weekend, we kindly being hosted by Jaguar and Volvo, and a whole bunch of our other partners, as well as sponsoring some of the event, and we're launching. This is the most important part.
Drum roll.
We're launching a brand spanking new hybrid industry report, which has never been done before in South Africa. So we've dug into data around hybrid vehicles as opposed to just electric vehicles. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be surprised at some of the data that comes out of that. So that'll be available next week.
Fantastic. Borge, have an excellent weekend.
And you. Sorry, I apologize.
I'm really feeling bad about it.
It's fine. It's you, George. It's fine. It's okay.
You can get away with it. All right, everybody, have a lovely weekend and make sure that you do all the cool things. Otherwise, if you're going to do absolutely nothing, enjoy that too. We will see you on Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Make sure you're there. Cheers. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.